In the world of self-help books, Bernie Siegel is a star. He gives lectures and writes advice for people with serious illnesses. Among his bestsellers is Love, Medicine, and Miracles. And when commentator Heather King was diagnosed with breast cancer, she felt like she should read Bernie Siegel, too.
I paid a buck at a used bookstore for a copy of Peace, Love, and Healing. I couldn't have agreed more with Bernie's basic premise that the mind and body are inextricably connected, but the stories were so pat and life-affirming, I had a hard time believing they were real. Cancer had ripped my world apart, but almost to a person, Bernie's patients had dealt with their life-threatening illnesses by smiling gamely, squaring their shoulders, and turning into models of cooperation, calm, and charity. A fellow named Kevin, for instance, had died in his 30s of a rare genetic disease. First, however, he had attended one of Bernie's support groups, done visualization exercises that had been specially tailored to the needs of his disease, and watched videotapes on healing. As a consequence, he had become positive, hopeful, and accepting with a beautiful smile for everyone. Kevin had joined up. Kevin had become an example of Bernie's exceptional patient program. Exceptional patient. Somehow this struck me as one of the stupidest, most arrogant ideas I'd ever heard. Why, in addition to the appalling burden of, say, being in unspeakable pain and knowing you were going to die soon, did you have to be an exceptional patient? Why not just an ordinary patient, a mediocre patient, a sad, bewildered, freaked out, pissed off patient? In the whole book, there was only one person who rang true. Kevin's sister had died of the same rare genetic disease Kevin had, but without the benefit of any of Bernie's products, she was bitter and withdrawn from first to last. Bernie, of course, thoroughly disapproved. He wrote this: "The way she died with such anger made it hard on all members of her extended family, on her caregivers, and on herself." But all I could think was that if I were on my deathbed and some bestseller-writing, glad-handing doctor were urging me to join his exceptional patient support group, I would have been bitter and withdrawn, too. There's nothing wrong with being cheerful, and my hat is off to anyone who has found solace in peace, love, and healing. But I'd stake my life on the fact that Jesus had a lot more to say to the sister who raged against the dying of the light than to Kevin, the perfect brother who dutifully bought all of Bernie Siegel's books.
Heather King lives in Los Angeles.